Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早安。
It's never too late to say, 感恩节快乐。
So, it's not too late to say a happy Thanksgiving.
It's a real joy for me to be able to share during the Thanksgiving season. It's always one of my favorite holidays.
在感恩节能跟大家分享实在是一个福分。这感恩节是我非常喜欢的一个节日之一。
Not only am I happy that my family is here, but I'm very happy for my family get to meet my church family.
不仅是因为我自己的家庭，家里的人全都在这边，更是让我高兴的是，我的家人可以跟我教会的家人相聚在一起。
Before I go on, I just wanted to share a few more things. Again, a reminder of the youth retreat that's coming up.
再次想提醒大家，马上青少年的这一个聚会。
As you heard Tony talk about, last Friday we had our wonderful Thanksgiving program.
您刚才 Tony 弟兄已经说上个刚过的礼拜五我们有一个非常好的感恩节的聚会。
I wanted to share some pictures from our English side as well.
想让大家看一些这英文这边的一些照片。
I heard how energetic and how lively, praise the Lord, that our brothers and sisters in the Chinese side were.
我知道在中文这边到底就是情况特别的好。
And the evening started with a lot of our young people, our college students, our youth serving and feeding the 200 plus people that we had.
这个晚上是以吃饭开始，我们的年轻人、我们青少年还有大学生们来服侍这些将近200多人的这样的客人们。
So I wanted to thank all of you again for serving and taking care of our church.
谢谢你们来服侍这些人，服侍我们教会。
We met in the classrooms here, and we had a time of worship and testimonies.
我们在教室里边聚在一起，可以中间有敬拜，还有分享。
And so you can see our team here playing.
你看我们中间有弹吉他，还有分享。
And you can see how we were in the room, and we had four testimonies focusing on different aspects of God's character.
我们有四个不同的见证，都是来见证上帝品性的各方面的不同。
So I wanted to share that with you because I know one of the hard things is that we, even as a family, we need to be in different places sometimes.
我要跟大家来分享，我知道哪怕是一家人，有的时候在同时的情况还得在不同的地方。
My youngest brother is actually still in Virginia, Washington, D.C. area.
我最小的那个弟弟现在还在弗吉尼亚还有华盛顿 DC 那个附近。
So even though we're not all here to, this weekend, we will be in Christmas, but we're not here together this weekend.
尽管我们这个周末我们没有办法大家全聚在一起，但是我们在圣诞节的时候会聚在一起。
We're not physically together, but I know that we're in spirit together. 我们同心。
虽然我们没有人聚在一起，但是我们在灵里边是聚在一起的。
So this morning we're going to be taking a look at still this concept, this idea of Thanksgiving.
在今天早上我们所思考的概念仍然是感恩。
But it's a Thanksgiving that comes out of abundance.
而这个感恩是因着丰富而感恩。
You may be exhausted from the weekend.
你这个周末可能都累得不行。
Tired from hosting guests or going places and seeing people.
因为招待客人又到处去，又见不同的人，你可能觉得精疲力尽。
Where is your heart this morning right now?
你今天早上你的心在哪里？
Let's pray before we begin.
让我们一同来低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you again.
天父，我们再次向你献上感恩。
We ask you to make this time yours and bless this place.
我们请你真是来到我们中间来祝福这个地方。
May our hearts be open doors for your spirit.
让我们的心像是打开的门一样，让你的灵可以进来。
May we have a sense of thanksgiving being together as a family.
让我们真的因着我们可以像是家人一样聚在一起来感谢你。
And I pray on behalf of the two pastors standing here, I pray a prayer of thanksgiving.For the brothers and sisters you have entrusted us with.
我真代表我们在两位传道人来为我们的弟兄姐妹们来献上感恩。
Lord, this church is your gift.
主啊，这个教会是你的礼物。
We return to you in thanksgiving and in praise all that we are.
我们把这教会再献给你，因带着感恩，带着赞美。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this American holiday is very much, if I had to say, like Chinese New Year for Chinese people.
这个美国这个节日非常像在对对华人来讲像是新年一样。
You may have friends or coworkers who are going to all different places to meet together with their family.
你可能有朋友们有同事们可能到处去他都是回去要跟自己的亲人聚在一起。
And so we in many ways do likewise.
我们也都差不多的样子。
I remember growing up, our family used to have turkey and mashed potatoes and the green bean casserole, right?
哦，就我们长大的过程之中，我们家到感恩节又有火鸡，又有土豆泥，还有那个绿豆。
But Chinese families are very interesting because we always have, in addition to all that, things like 糯米饭。
哦，华人就不一样，除了这个之外，还要有糯米饭 sticky rice
or a steamed fish on the side.
或者是蒸鱼放在旁边。
I remember asking my parents, Mom, the pilgrims didn't eat this kind of stuff.
我就跟我妈妈说妈妈这早期的这帮人他们没有这些东西。
But this is the kind of things that, again, the joy of being together and the food that we have are a reflection of the Thanksgiving that we have.
但是这个中间因着我们聚在一起的这种欢乐还有我们所吃的食物这就来表现出感恩节的这个精神。
It was at one such Thanksgiving that a young man, probably about 14 years old, was given the task of presenting dessert.
有一次感恩节有个年轻人14岁他就有一个责任就是给大家要切蛋糕最后。
This boy and his family had just finished a dinner with their extended family.
他们这个孩子跟他自己家庭跟他那个大家庭一块刚刚吃完感恩节的晚餐。
And now was time for the best part, dessert.
现在就是最好的时刻就是那点心的时刻。
And his mom had made this wonderful chocolate cake.
他妈妈做了非常非常好吃的巧克力的这种蛋糕。
And this chocolate cake was not like any chocolate cake, not just like any American chocolate cake, this was a Chinese chocolate cake.
这种巧克力蛋糕不是那种美国式的是中国式的。
And how do you know it's good?
那你怎么知道它好呢？
很好吃，不太甜。
Yeah, very tasty, it's not too sweet.
So it was a running joke with some of coworkers at my previous church that you know a dessert was good when people said 很好吃，不太甜。
说你肯定知道，就是我原来有同事说，你知道一个点心不错，当他们说很好吃，不太甜。
And so as the oldest son, his task was to cut the cake and to pass it out to everyone.
做这个大儿子他的工作就是把这个蛋糕切开然后给所有的人分下去。
And he was so proud of his mom's cake.
他对他妈妈做的这个蛋糕非常的骄傲。
And so he cut the first piece a good size and gave it to one of his uncles.
他就切了一大块就给了他一个叔叔。
And another one to an auntie.
然后就另外一个就给他的婶婶。
And another uncle, and another, and another.
再一个叔叔再来一个叔叔再一个再一个。
And after about the sixth or seventh piece, he looked up and realized, well, that there's still quite a number of adults still left.
当切了那个六七块之后，然后再一抬头，哇，还有很多大人在呢。
And not only that, there were all his little cousins.
还有那很多他的这种堂兄弟。
And looking at this cake, it was already about a third done.
然后再看这个蛋糕呢，已经有三分之一就没了，已经。
Now he knew that he had to serve everyone.
他知道自己要让所有人都吃到点心。
Mom had taught him very well. He would be getting the last piece.
妈妈已经跟他讲了，他是吃最后一块的那位。
And he knew he couldn't seem like he was shortchanging people.
他也知道自己不能显得特别的吝啬。
Even though that he realized himself that each piece was getting a little bit smaller each time.
虽然他自己也知道，他每一块就那切的那个尺寸越来越小，越来越小。
A couple more pieces, and the adults were done.
几块切完了，所以大人的事情都处理好了。
And then the kids started coming up.
孩子们开始来了。
And surely kids wouldn't mind smaller pieces, right?
他觉得哦，小孩子肯定不会要特别大的嘛，小的没关系。
And we exactly know they not only want the same size as the adults, but they want bigger.
那我们知道，小孩子不仅是一定要跟父母跟大人一样大小，甚至要更大的。
And they weren't shy about asking about it.
而且他们真的是会直接要的。
And so piece after piece was cut.
就一块一块的全都不见了。
And in his head, he's dividing and doing all this math to make sure that he still had a piece left.
他就脑子就拼命在那边算，最后他自己能不能还有一块。
And the last of his cousins had come up, and the last piece was given, the last pieces that he needed to give were given.
在最后, 他最后的人来了, 他就把最后一片给了,
as he looked at that cake, he heard the voice of his two brothers.
他当他看了最后一片, 最后一个蛋糕, 突然听到他自己的两个,
he forgot, he was so focused on the guests, he forgot about his own brothers.
他只是注意那些客人了, 忘了他还有俩弟弟要等着蛋糕。
And so he took that last piece and he cut it in half and he gave it to them.
就把最后一片切成两块, 分别给了两个弟弟。
Now with only crumbs left, he looked at everyone. And you may have felt this before, as you're looking around, you're hearing everyone say, it's so good, this cake is so good.
当最后只剩蛋糕渣了, 然后他就到处看看大家, 你就能可以想象, 所有人都说, 哇, 这蛋糕真好吃。
And on the outside, he's smiling, on the inside, he's not, and he's saying, I know, I know.
在他表面上是高兴的微笑, 在心里面就是在那边哭泣, 哦, 我知道。
Smiling on the outside, sad on the inside.
表面上是微笑, 内心里悲伤。
His mom peeked out of the kitchen door.
结果他妈妈从,
looked outside of the kitchen.
他妈妈就从这个厨房就往外看。
And she came out with a smile.
他就带着微笑出来。
And a second cake.
还有第二个蛋糕。
And he put it right, she put it right there in front of her son.
他就放在他儿子的身, 儿子的面前。
Cut a big piece for him and placed it right in front.
给为他切了很大的一块放在他面前。
His heart leapt with joy and he took up his fork and he ate it and it tasted so good.
他就心里就特别的开心, 拿着叉子吃一块, 哇, 真好吃。
What a great way to end the dinner.
这实在是一个很好的结束一个晚餐的办法。
Enough for seconds for everyone.
所以足够让大家很多人再来吃一次, 所有的人。
And more than enough joy to last the night.
而更多的是那样的喜乐，可以整晚上都有这样的喜乐。
Let me ask you a few questions as we meditate upon this idea of Thanksgiving.
我来问大家几个问题，特别是在我们来思考感恩的这个概念。
And Thanksgiving is one of those things that's best displayed in the context of a family.
感恩是这样子，最好是在一个家庭这样子来考虑。
Whether it's a church family, whether it's our own families, when there's people around, that's where we express Thanksgiving with other people.
无论是我们自己的家还是教会的家, 这是当我们有人的时候我们会有机会来表达自己的感恩。
So here's a couple questions for us. The first one is, are we a thankful body of Christ?
So 这下面有几个问题, 首先的问题是我们是满怀感恩的基督的身体吗?
Where does our, what is our source of Thanksgiving? Where does it come from?
我们的感恩之心是从哪里而来?
A second is this. Are there things that we regularly, as a church, give thanks about?
第二个问题是, 作为教会, 我们有没有常常, 有些事情常常来感恩?
I know sometimes joint services can be a little bit challenging.
我知道有的时候联合的敬拜是比较挑战。
Those of you who know both languages get to hear the message twice.
你们如果懂得两个语言的, 你听了两遍这个道。
And you know sometimes one message is better than the other one.
你有的时候觉得这篇道, 其中一篇道是比另外一篇道更好。
I thank Anna for that.
Thank you for it.
But it's an opportunity when we do get together to be able to thank together as a family.
但是这就是一个机会, 当我们大家聚在一起的时候, 我们可以像一个家庭一样来一块来感恩。
So done well and once in a while, it's good for us to share hearts together.
能够这样子偶尔有机会如此相聚, 能够如此美好的相聚, 是给我们机会来感恩, 带着感恩的之心。
And our third question is, how do we personally, ourselves, experience thanksgiving or thankfulness?
第三个问题是, 我们个人, 我们怎么样个人, 才有这样的感恩的经历。
And as we look within, do we find ourselves really, truly, deeply thankful, or do we feel something pulling us down?
如果我们看我们自己往里边看，往我们内心看，我们真的能够发现感恩的心吗？ 还是我们觉得自己好像是, 任重道远这个味道？
So we find ourselves sitting here, funny enough, heavy-hearted.
我们有没有觉得自己坐在这个地方, 心情非常的沉重？
And is it really hard for us to truly be thankful or to say even something nice to somebody?
对我们来讲是不是感恩是个非常难的事情，对人说一点好听的话语是非常艰难的事情。
So now we take a look at the great healer, the one who is the great heart doctor.
哦，我们来看一个真正那最伟大的医治者。
And in our passage here, we see Jesus withdrawing to a quiet place after the death of John the Baptist.
我们来看这样的一段经文，今天的经文是，当施洗约翰他死了之后，耶稣就退到一个安静的地方。
Again, this is Matthew chapter 14.
这是马太福音第十四章。
And we see here a very human side of Jesus that even though he is not hopeless in the face of death, he still felt the loss in a very personal way.
我们看到耶稣的这个人性的一个极明显的表现，在死亡的面前他没有绝望，但是他仍然感到个人失去了很多。
And so he was going to go and to be alone when on the way he sees the crowds coming and waiting for him.
所以他就离开在安静的地方，结果有一群的人在等候着他，在等着他。
And then the crowds again surrounded and they wanted Jesus to spend time with them.
那些人等着他，他们希望耶稣可以跟他一块来花时间。
And we see a very powerful passage of scripture when it says here in verse 14, the scripture says he had compassion on them.
这边有一个非常非常好的经文，说到在十四节说到，当耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们。
What a loving Lord that we have.
我们真的有一个真的是充满爱的主。
He began meeting with them one by one and healing them.
他就一个一个与他们相遇，开始医治他们。
And it's interesting because it started getting late and the disciples started getting worried. This is a faraway place. We don't have a 7-Eleven that we can go to.
已经是很晚了，所以门徒们开始担忧了。这是一个荒郊旷野之处，没有这种小卖部在旁边。
Jesus sent the crowds away. Let them go and find their own food so we can have some space and some time.
就说耶稣把他们送出去，让他们自己去买吃的。
And Jesus replied, they don't need to go away.
耶稣说他们不用去。
You give them something to eat.
你们给他们吃吧。
Now it's interesting, we know this passage is familiar. There's another one in the book of John also.
我们对这段经文我们很熟，在约翰福音中间也提到。
And when we look at the one in John, we oftentimes focus on the little boy who comes up and brings, what does he bring?
在约翰福音中间特别强调的是那一个小男孩，他来了带了一些东西，他带了什么？
What does he bring? Right, 五饼两鱼 right?
五饼二鱼。
Five loaves and two fish.
五饼二鱼。
Now the interesting thing here in Matthew, the boy is not mentioned.
在马太福音这个地方没有提到这个男孩。
The boy is important.
这个孩子重要。
But for Matthew, the main focus is on the work that God will be doing.
对马太来说，这主要的这个注意力是上帝所要做的事情。
We see a very physically tired Jesus.
我们看到耶稣非常的疲倦。
Emotionally saddened by the loss of his cousin.
在情绪上，因为他自己的亲戚死去，他的表哥死去，所以他非常的伤心。
And Matthew directs our focus on the work that the Heavenly Father will be doing.
马太就把我们的注意力放在我们的天父所要做的这样的工作之上。
And so Jesus asked the people to sit down.
耶稣就让人坐下来。
It says here in verse 19.
在十九节如此说。
He directed the people to sit down on the grass.
于是吩咐众人坐在草地上。
A very quick and short application for us is that sometimes we all need to be able to sit down and wait for the Lord to work.
这是一个短短的这样的小小的这一个应用。有的时候我们都应该坐下来，来等候主来做工。
To be able to sit together and see God in action.
我们可以坐在一起来看上帝要做的工。
And so that's what the people did. And five loaves and two fish came up. He took it and he gave thanks.
这就是人们所做的。然后五饼二鱼来了，他就拿过去，然后他献上感恩。
And he broke it.
他拨开。
Almost sounds like communion, right? Sounds like communion.
听起来就很像是我们在主的圣餐。
And then he passed it to his disciples, and they passed it on to all of the crowd.
就给了门徒，然后门徒又给了众人。
And here we see Here's our 5 loaves and 2 fish. You can help me with that. Next one, please. And we see this great miracle happen. They all ate, they were all satisfied, and the disciples picked up how many? 12 basketfuls.
我们看到这真的是伟大的神迹发现，就出现了，他们都吃了，并且吃饱了，把剩下的零碎收拾在一起，它有多少筐呢？ 12个篮子。
All of these pieces that were left over.
所有剩下的。
You know, I wish I was there. I would have just gone in one of those baskets and tried it out myself.
哦，我真是巴不得自己是在那边，我也会去从那12筐里面去拿一块来吃掉。
See, this is the driving force of Matthew's narrative here.
这就是马太福音他的后边的这个力量，让他来写这段故事的原因。
This is the story of Jesus. This is his story.
这是耶稣的故事，耶稣故事，他的故事，在历史上他的故事。
And so here we see they ate and they were satisfied and they had more than enough left over.
我们看到这个地方，他们吃了，他们满足了，而且他们有剩而有余。
Brothers and sisters, we see in Scripture the Jews had been waiting for a long time to be fed.
我们知道在这个圣经中间，以色列人等候了很久，要得到满足，得到饱足。
Not by food, but by a Savior.
不是为了食物，而是要有一个救主。
They were waiting to be delivered for a very long time.
他们在等候着被拯救已经很久很久。
And here we see Jesus, he has come to give us more than we ever have dared to imagine.
我们看到耶稣来到这里，他给我们远远超过我们所求所想。
This is one of the ongoing themes that we see in the Bible.
这就是在圣经中间不停地就有这样的一个主题。
That there is an overflow of God's grace time and time again pouring into our lives.
就是在这个圣经中间一次又有一次有神的恩典这样子来浇灌在我们生命之中。
And in pouring into our lives, it pours out and over into the lives of those around us.
而这个生命又能够这个恩典继续从我们生命中溢出，然后流入周遭周围人的生命中。
And so as we think about Thanksgiving, this is a purpose of thanks of God calling for us to be thankful.
所以这样感恩节就是让我们有机会来感谢上帝。
To remember the one who has given us all of these wonderful things.
记得那位给了我们生命中所有美好的事情的那位。
But also to be his vessels for those blessings to overflow and bless those around us.
也同样要成为他的器皿，让他的恩典可以从我们的生命中溢出，满溢出，祝福我们周围的人。
So how do we be effective thanksgivers as God's children?
我们如何作为神的儿女，我们如何成为一个有效的这个感恩者？
Let's take a look at our own hearts for a moment, as I said.
我们来看我们自己的心。
What emotions are you finding there?
在你内心中间，你有什么样的情感情绪？
Do you find gratefulness?
有没有感恩？
And if you're not feeling grateful on the inside, it's very hard to bless people around you.
如果你内心里边没有什么感激，你没有办法去祝福周围的人。
It's very difficult for us to say even a blessing to bless another person.
那对我们来讲，很难去说感恩的话去祝福别人。
When we're running on empty, it's so hard to give praise to other people. In fact, it's impossible.
如果我们自己的生命很干枯，我们就没有办法真正去赞美别人，几乎是不可能。
No, we can say it, but it's not really thanksgiving.
我们可以讲出那个话，但是呢，不是真正的这样的一种情绪。
A true, honest praise comes from an overflow, not out of a lack of the heart.
真正的、诚实的这种感谢，这种赞美，是从自己内心的满足、满意出来的，而不是因着缺乏，自己心中的缺乏。
Now I know it's easy to go through the motions. It's easy to do it because we're supposed to.
我知道很容易，我们就是去做一些事情，是因为我们必须要那样做。
It's not really coming from inside of us.
但是不是真正从我们自己内心里边发出来的。
And so when we offer false thanks to others,
当我们对别人说一些假象的、假的这种感谢，
it actually diminishes who we are.
这是导致使得我们自己的人格反倒有降低。
Because what we're actually doing is we're drawing on our own strength in order to do what we're supposed to do.
这是我们在用我们自己的力量来做我们要做的事情。
It's like writing a check and drawing money from our own bank, which is already very low in funds.
就好像写一张支票从我们自己的银行里面要取出来，我们的银行已经是很少钱了。
When God says, cash your checks with my bank account.
如果上帝说你写支票用我自己用我的银行账户，用那张支票来写。
Because if we run on empty and do things out of empty, we are just overdrawing ourselves.
如果我们以干枯的生命来做要做的事情，我们只是在写一个没有用的这样的支票。
We see Jesus' example here of truth and compassion together.
我们看到耶稣基督的例子，那就是真理还有怜悯的结合。
It's about being satisfied deep into our soul by God's Spirit.
也就是在我们的内心的深处被上帝的灵这样子来满足。
And to have this thankful heart, one of the things that it does,
有一个感恩的心是个什么样子？
Keeps us surprised by how big our God is.
让我们是常常的惊奇我们的神有多大。
How awesome this God that we serve is.
这个上帝，我们所服侍上帝有多么的美好。
We think we have God.Understood, but he's bigger than our understanding.
我们以为我们非常了解我们的上帝，但是他超越我们的理性。
In fact, it's being surprised by another cake coming out of the kitchen.
就像是又一次，好像是一个蛋糕从厨房里又重新出来，让我们来惊奇不已。
Is God that big for you?
神对你来讲有没有这么大？
After this Thanksgiving season, is the last thing that you remember how awesome our God is?
这感恩节之后，这是不是你最后所能记得的？我们的神是多么的伟大
！You see, God knows how to satisfy His creation.
你知道神是如何来满足他自己的创造
？He made us. He created us. He knows us even better than we know ourselves.
因为他造了我们，他知道我们的需要，甚至远远超越我们自己。我们自己认为我们所知道的。
Our own consideration of our needs can be oftentimes so superficial.
我们自己以为我们的需要有的时候特别的是肤浅。
When God, our Creator, knows us from the inside out.
但是我们的神，我们的创造主，从我们内心深处能了解我们。
For those of you here to the church for the first time, this is what a new life in Christ is like.
我们中间如果你是第一次来到教会的，这就是在主耶稣基督里新生命所代表的含义。
We know that we're not in control.
我们知道我们不是控制这一切。
But the one who is in control is greater than we can ever imagine.
这些能够控制一切的是一个创造主，我们永远无法想象的创造主。
Let's take a look at Psalm 139.
我们来看诗篇139篇。
Can we read it together in English, please?
先用英文来读。
For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. In Chinese, please.
我们一块来读中文，一二三，请。我的肺腑是你所造的，我在母腹中，你已抚庇我。我要称谢你，因我受造，奇妙可畏。你的作为奇妙。这是我心深知道的。
Amen. It says later on in that verse, all the days of my life are written in your book, and before even one of them came to be.
这个诗篇中间后边又说，我生命的一切的日子都写在你的册上，甚至在他们还没有开始的时刻。
So brothers and sisters, are you satisfied, or are your worries holding you from being able to truly give thanks?
弟兄姐妹们，你是真正得到满足了吗？还是你自己的担忧使得你们无法能够真正的献上感恩
？Are we trying to take control of things, or do we need to give that control over to God？
你是在控制你生命中间的事情，还是你应该把你这一切的控制交给神
？There are three applications I'd like for us to focus on today.
今天我希望大家注意三个应用。
And the first one is that we must have a concept of God's abundance for us.And to seek to be satisfied by His abundance.
首先是我们当谨记上帝所赐之丰富，并寻求以此丰富为满足。
There are oftentimes two words that come up from time to time. One word is called, scarcity versus abundance.
这常常有两个词，一个就是缺乏，再一个是丰富。
Oftentimes we use them in economics.
常常我们用这两个词都用到经济方面。
But I want us to take a look at the spiritual economics going on.
我想大家用我们这个属灵的，我们自己属灵的经济的状况。
Is our spiritual life one of scarcity? There is not enough God in my life.
在我们的属灵的生命中间，我们是缺乏的吗？是因为没有足够的神的生命在我们里边。
That there is not enough that God has given to me to keep me satisfied.
神好像没有给我足够的让我能够得到满足。
Or do we have a concept of abundance that God is able to provide more than we can ever have?
还是我们的属灵生命是丰富的，我们知道上帝可以提供给我们一切所需要的。
You see, when you're feeling abundant, you can pass out compliments, you can rejoice in each other's accomplishments.
当你觉得自己是丰富的时候，你就可以向别人来这样子夸奖，你才可以能够因着别人的成就来心中真正的高兴。
When you succeed, I can share in that success.
你说我可以来分享这样的成功。
But if you're feeling scarce, if you're not feeling grateful,
如果你自己是内心是缺乏的，你没有感恩。
If someone gets an award, you say to yourself, well, that's one less award for me.
如果有人得到了一个奖励，你就跟自己讲，哦，我又少得了一个奖。
When someone else gets a promotion, you say, wow, that's a promotion that I should have got.
如果有一个人在升了级，你就说，哦，这本来是应该我的。
You go to King of Prussia Mall, there's a parking spot and someone takes it. That should have been my spot.
你到这个 mall 里边 ,King of Prussia Mall, 人家把一个 停车位拿起来说，啊，这本来应该是我的。
That's a scholarship that I could have gotten.
这个奖学金本来应该是我得到的。
A good friend of yours just gets a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
你的一个好朋友刚刚有一个男朋友或者女朋友。
And you say to yourself, that's one less person I can marry.
在这世界上我又少了可以结婚的一个人。
It makes a whole lot of sense that ingratitude comes from this sense that we are missing out.
这种不感恩的心就是因着有这样的心态，就是哦，我错过了这样的机会。
And if everyone is taking something that I could have gotten, how can I be gracious?
如果别人都是拿走了我本来就可以得到的机会，我怎么可能会有感恩的心呢？
How can I bless other people?
我怎么可能去祝福别人呢？
I see another child at the church doing well, and I look at my own child and I feel regret.
我看到一个孩子在教会中间的孩子做得特别的好，表现很好，我看我自己的孩子就觉得真是遗憾。
That happens way too much.
这就常常这样子情况。
The same thing goes on in a spiritual sense.
属灵方面也同样如此。
Again, understanding, do we have a heart of scarcity or a heart of abundance?
我们的心是缺乏，是就看到缺乏还是看到丰富？
Take a look at what it says in Ephesians.
再看以弗所书。
Next slide, please. Chapter 1, it says, Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ.
一章三节，一二三请，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
If we are not aware enough on a deep level,of every spiritual blessing that God has given to us.
如果我们不注意到在我们内心深处的非常深层的地方，上帝给我们一切的属灵的祝福。
No matter how hard we're going to want to worship God, we're going to have problems returning praises to Him.
不管我们多么想去敬拜神，我们肯定会有问题来真正好好的敬拜他。
We're going to have problems returning love to Him because we feel like we're not getting enough.
我们会没有办法真正的去以爱来回报他，因为我们觉得自己是被爱。
So brothers and sisters, if you have not been fed by the Lord in a long time, this season is the time to do that.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你觉得自己好像很久没有得到神的喂养，这个季节将会是这样的一个时刻。
If you have been running dry for a long time, but on the outside, you are doing what you're supposed to be doing. You're looking the way you're supposed to be looking.
你的内心如果很长期都是很干枯的，而在表面上你在做你自己要这就按自动要做你做的事情，好像你应该做的事情。
Today is the day that God wants you to experience His blessing.
今天是上帝要让你来经历他的祝福。
And the only way we can do that, ironically, is when that container is broken.
唯一可以经过这样的一个有这样的经历，真的是很讽刺的，很奇怪的是你这个器皿要被破碎。
When our heart that we think is the size of the container that needs to be filled, when that is broken by the Lord,
我们的心，你就想象这是一个器皿，能够装祝福的器皿，如果能被上帝把它破碎，
He can now fill that properly with the blessings He wants to give you.
他就可以使得这个器皿能够很有效的，非常好，合适的来装进他要想给你的这样的祝福。
If our heart it remains too small for His blessing,
如果我们的心依然是那样子小，无法接受他的祝福。
Even when we receive His blessings, 很痛苦啊。
当我们是哪怕是得到他的祝福，都会很痛苦。
It hurts.
很疼。
But God wants to restore and heal you today.
但神是要为来重建，是来医治你今天。
Only when we're broken can we then be blessings to other people.
只有当我们被破碎的时候，我们才能成为其他人的祝福。
When we care for one another and serve out of God's abundance.
当我们来帮助别人，能够因着上帝的丰富来服侍别人。
There's always more to be left over.
那就永远还会有很多很多的剩余。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's take a look at our second application.
再看我们第二个应用。
Well, let's apply this abundance and thanksgiving in the way we make decisions with one another.
让我们把这个丰富这种感恩能够把这个应用到别人身上。
Thanksgiving is something that we need to keep on reminding ourselves constantly.
感恩节是要让我们有机会不停地提醒我们自己。
In fact, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章十八节，
it tells us to do a couple things.
告诉我们要做几件事情。
Be joyful always, pray continually, and be thankful in all circumstances.
所以要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，还要凡事谢恩。
It's not an option. This is, as it says, God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
这个不是你的一个选择，而是说这是上帝在耶稣基督里向我们所定的旨意。
And what it tells us is that having an abundant heart draws us closer to Jesus.
这是说有丰富的心就使得我们更加的亲近耶稣。
Because to be properly thankful, we need to be close to God.
如果你要想有感恩之心，你必须跟上帝亲密。
If we want to be really joyful, we need to have Jesus right there with us.
如果我们要想真正的有喜乐，我们必须要有耶稣基督一直在我们的身边。
It is a sense of being comfortable with our Lord Jesus Christ.
也就是与耶稣基督一定要能够合适处在一起。
Not running away when you think Jesus is turning the corner.
当你看到耶稣基督要过来的时候，你不会跑掉。
And so 1 Thessalonians is a very powerful passage.
所以《帖撒罗尼迦前书》这个地方是非常好的一个经文。
So how does being thankful help us to make wise decisions?
如果能够如此的感恩，感恩之心如何帮助我们来做有智慧的选择
？You see, in being mindful of Christ, it keeps us being sharp, focused, correctly balanced, not easily angered, not afraid to do what is right.
所以在基督耶稣里，如果有感恩之心，它会使你的心敏锐、专注、平衡，不含怒气，也不怕做对的事情。
Because I tell you, it's tough as a Christian. It is tough to do the right thing.
我知道这是非常难的。做一个基督徒，做对的事情是很难的。
So let's say I'm upset with someone who wrongs me, whether it's at home or someplace else.
所以，比如说我在无论是在家里或者任何一个地方，我有一个人他虐待我，就是说对我不好，我不高兴。
If the Holy Spirit is close to me, He reminds me to be thankful and shakes me from my autopilot.
如果是圣灵就会提醒我要感恩，让我不会按我们自动的这个人本性的行为跑去做。
My autopilot is when someone upsets me, boom, I'm right back.
我是自动的那个反应，如果有人让我不高兴，我马上就会反击。
But instead of being immediately angry, the Spirit shouts in my ear and says, "Are you being thankful at this time?"
如果这个圣灵是让我不要这样子有愤怒，而是马上提醒我，你这次有感恩吗
？You know, with your spouse, you know when she is able to correct you when she says one single word. She doesn't need to say very much. She just looks at you or says one thing. Okay, I know.
如果你知道你们这夫妻之间那个对方只要是看看你，你就知道自己要怎么做了。
All we need is the Spirit to whisper in our ear. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们就是需要圣灵在我们的耳边来向我们来说话，就是帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
And immediately I know if I am running on a scarcity or running on an abundance model.
这样我马上就会知道我究竟是借着这种有缺乏的心态这样的生活，还是带着这个丰富的这个心在生活。
And I'll realize that there are moments that I need to be filled before I even open this mouth.
我知道这真的是有很多的时刻，我自己个人都是要被充满，所以我才可以开口。
Does God need to spend time with you today?
主今天要不要来跟你来花时间？
We've had a very busy 4 days.
我们这四天是非常的繁忙。
Where are we before the Lord today?
我们今天跟上帝的关系如何？
So that person has upset me, now what?
所以那个人如果是他让我不高兴，那我现在该怎么办？
I've examined my heart and thank the Lord I'm in a better place now.
那就检查我自己的心，感谢神，我现在情况好一些。
What I need to do now is to biblically rebuke, correct, or love.
我就如果我们现在所要做的就是要督责，要改进。
I can't just say, God, I'm thankful because you're taking care of the rest.
我不能只说主啊，我感恩，因为你会解决一切的问题。
God, I'm thankful because now you're going to use me to do your will.
主啊，我感谢你，你现在要用我来行你自己的心意。
So with a heart of thanksgiving, I'm thankful for a number of things.
带着感恩的心，我会几样事情 来感谢。
Let's go through this process together.
让我们一同来看。
Maybe the first one is I'm thankful that I'm loved by God and my worth is not dependent on what another person thinks of me.
所以第一，我感恩，因为上帝爱我，而且他人对我的评价无法改变我的尊贵。
You see how Thanksgiving is breaking my small little container?
你可以看到感恩的心把我这个小小的器皿都可以把它破碎掉。
What else am I thankful for?
我还有什么要感恩的？
I'm thankful that God gives me the strength to obey him.
我感恩因为上帝赐我力量来顺从他。
That is not that I'm just left by myself, but God is there with me.
不是我就是自己要照顾自己，而是神要与我在一起。
What else? I'm thankful that God loves the other person that I need to rebuke.
下面我要感恩，因为上帝爱那位需要我劝诫的那个人。
Sometimes we think that God, you love me, have pity on that poor soul.
有的时候我们说神你爱我，你来怜悯那个可怜的家伙。
But God loves that person just as much.
因为上帝也同样的爱那个人。
I'm thankful that I do not need to be afraid of the outcome.If I speak with truth, love, and understanding.
我感恩因为我无需为在爱和理解中所说的那个真话而害怕。
If God is in control of the situation, and I'm doing my best, searching my heart to follow him.
如果神在控制这所有的这个环境，我就是能够尽力的来跟随他。
If I follow in obedience and constantly listen for his voice.
如果我是顺服的来跟随他，时刻来听他的声音。
God's in control of the outcome.
神会来控制一切的后果。
If the Lord builds the house, he will sustain it.
如果上帝建造房屋，他就一定会保守。
So that gives me a little bit more of a willingness to follow after God's will.
这就给我更多的这种愿望来追随上帝的心意。
Next one, I'm again thankful.That the results are in God's hands.
下一个，我感恩，因为结果在上帝手中。
And lastly, I am thankful.
最后，我感恩。
For what the Lord is doing in my life, and also in the life of that other person from this point on.
因为上帝在我生命中，同时在另外那个人的生命中有作为。
God is working in my life, and He will be doing something in the life of that other person as well.
上帝在我自己生命中做工，他也会在另外一个人的生命中也做工。
And so we can do the tough thing, we can do the right thing.
所以我们可以做这种难的事情，可以做对的事情。
Because Thanksgiving thrusts me into the right presence of our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为感恩使得我们真的是在一下子就进到耶稣基督的同在之中。
And that other person does not become my adversary.
所以别人就不会成为我们的对手。
I'm reminded that he is or she is someone loved by God as well.
我就被提醒他也是被上帝所爱的人。
Lastly, we take a look towards the church, our local congregation here.
最后我们来看我们的教会。
Are we able to pass to others the true joy we experience in our lives?
我们能不能向别人能够来分享我们自己经历到的真正的喜乐？
As people come and interact with us, are we sharing with them out of the overflow of our hearts?
当大家聚在一起的时候，我们是不是能够跟别人来分享从我们自己内心深处满溢出来的这样的祝福？
Or are we giving to other people what we wish God was giving to us?
而是我们是不是在给别人我们在盼望神要给我们的那些
It doesn't work that way.
这实际上是没有办法这样做。
God calls for the church to be a gathering of his people.
上帝是盼望的教会是一个他自己子民相聚的地方。
To be his children that receive his love.
就成为他的儿女来接受他的爱。
To take joy in our Heavenly Father.
能够因着我们的天父而满心喜乐。
And to look and say, come join us. Come join us in the joy that we celebrate with our family.
能跟周围的人说快来加入我们我们像一个来加入我们这个家一块来欢喜快乐。
Here's something for the fathers in our congregation.
这是来专门给我们中间的做父亲的。
I'm just hoping one day to be able to hear my daughter say,Hey, come here and see how cool my dad is.
我就巴不得有一天将来我听我女儿会说快来看看那我爸爸很帅很了不起。
We're doing the same thing.
我们也是在做同样的事情。
We're doing exactly the same thing, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们我们也是在一模一样的这样子来做。
And so are we a church that overflows or are we a church that sucks people in?
我们是一个真的是能够满溢出恩典的这样的教会，还是要把一个人这样来吸进，是把人吸进来的这样的一个教会
？Are we making sure that each one of us and those who come are being filled spiritually, emotionally every time they come？
我们是不是在每一个到我们中间的人，每一次他来的时候，他们无论是在属灵上，无论是在情绪上，都能够得到满足
？Or are we operating on a scarcity model where we lack？Volunteers, we lack helpers, we lack space, we lack members, we lack offerings.
而是我们是另外一种状况，是一种在缺乏的这样一种状况。我们缺乏人来帮助，我们缺钱，我们缺地方。
One of the things I rejoice about this church is because I believe we are wrestling over those questions.
我非常感谢我们这个教会，我知道我们一直在考虑这样的问题，在挣扎这样的问题。
Someone once asked me, Pastor Al, why do you want to come to such a small church?
有人曾经问过我，欧牧师，你为什么想来这么小一个教会？
It's not about how large the church is. It's about how big the God is in the church.
这不是，我说这个不是，这个不是说教会是多大的问题，而是说上帝在这个教会有多大。
And here's our question. What do our basketfuls look like when we're done?
现在就这个问题，当我们完成了一切的事情的之后，我们的篮子里边究竟是个什么样子？
I'll say it again. Are we a church that overflows or are we a church that sucks people in?
我想问，我们这个教会是一个充满的满意的教会，还是要把人吸进来的这样的一个教会？
Brothers and sisters, let me just close everything together.
弟兄姐妹，让我们来这样子来做结束。
May Christ draw us to this church.
愿基督来吸引我们进到这个教会。
May we all leave filled and overflowing.
让我们都被充满，而是满溢出。
May we week after week make that promise and commitment to each other that we want each other to see God and God magnified.
让我们每一周一周都能有这样的许诺，让我们真的是看到每个人都来看到上帝在我们中间来彰显。
We want to see Jesus lifted up as our Lord and our Savior, and how our lives are transformed in fullness.
我们巴不得看到耶稣基督真的是被高举， 在我们的生命之中看到借着我们生命的被更新改变。
We're not a perfect church.
我们不是一个完美的教会。
But we're striving to be more and more like a perfect Christ.
但是我们是一天天的努力要像那完美的基督。
Thank the Lord for His grace with us.
感谢上帝，感谢主他给我们的恩典。
Thank the Lord for what He has done and will be doing with us.
感谢主他已经在我们中间所成就的，还有他将要在我们中间所要做的。
Fill us up, Lord, so that there may be more to thank about in the weeks and months ahead.
主啊，充满我们，让我们可以能够在以后的日子可以有更多的感恩。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。Amen.
Let's pray together.
让我们一同来祷告。
Heavenly Father, what a delight it is to gather around at your table.
天父真的是在你的桌前能够如此相聚是多大的福气。
Now our banquet table had been put away on Friday night.
我们自己那个宴席礼拜五就被推到一边去了。
But the banqueting table with our Lord is here every single time we gather together.
但是与主的这个宴席每次当我们相聚的时候就在我们面前。
And it is not the well put together or the good looking that are called to this table.
不是那些所有的都是做得很好的穿得很好讲得很好的那些。
But those who are broken and made beautiful in our Lord Jesus Christ.
而是那些破碎的由我们耶稣基督所造就美好的那些人。
We pray Heavenly Father that we may be salt and light to this area.
天父我们祷告我们可以在这个地区成为光成为盐。
We pray Heavenly Father that we may have such an awareness of our own heart that your presence is right before us.
主我们祷告我们心里真的是有如此的警觉你就是在我们面前与我们同在。
I pray Father that if there are any of us that are in need of spiritual healing, in need of a heart that needs to be broken and mended together properly,Lord, we come to you.
主啊，我祷告在我们中间，如果有人需要被医治，有人的心需要被你让他完全得到完全，我们来到你面前。
If there are families that are weary,
如果我们有家庭非常的疲倦
，I pray, Heavenly Father, that we may be able to find rest in you.
主啊，我祷告我们可以在你那里找到安息。
That all members of a family may be able to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord.
每一个人家庭中每一个人都可以宣告耶稣基督是主。
I pray for endurance and perseverance for those who are married to, at this time, an unbeliever.
我特别为在我们中间那些和没有信主的人结婚的这样的弟兄姐妹，给他们坚定忍耐的心。
I pray, Heavenly Father, may we be able to display the fullness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
主啊，让我们可以能够表现出耶稣基督的完美。
That we may be free of our fears and anxieties.
所以我们就不害怕，我们不担忧。
So that our spouse may see you and not us.
所以我们的配偶就看到你，而不是看到我们。
I pray, Heavenly Father, for those who are children, whose parents are unbelievers.
我为我们中间的孩子们，当他们为他们父母没有信主的这些孩子来祷告。
We pray that those of us who are parents and have families, that we may be able to show them the fullness that comes in Christ, not by merely earthly accomplishments.
我们作为孩子，我们可以以我们对神的爱向他们彰显，而不是按我们自己在这个世界上的成就来表现。
But they may see a fullness that goes beyond this space and time to all eternity.
所以他们就可以看到，那真的是可以超越时空，进入永恒的那样的完美，那样的丰富。
I pray for those who are children, who are still in the home, and their parents are still their caretakers.
我们也为我们这些孩子们中间的孩子来祷告，特别是他们父母还在照顾他们。
May they be a strong witness.To their parents, so that they may see that their father loves them.
所以他们就可以来向他们的父母来做见证，让他们看到他们的天父爱他们。
We desire for all the generations in our church to be able to experience that fullness and to be able to see new brothers and sisters come into saving faith of you.
我们教会中每一代人都来线上祷告， 所以我们可以忠心新人到我们中间就可以来认识耶稣基督。
We thank you and praise you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们感谢赞美你，奉我主耶稣大能的名来祷告。 Amen. Amen.